How about your 68-year-old man?
So, 68-year-old gentleman who has hematuria, gets a CAT scan, shows some retroperitoneal nodes, and this gets him to get a PET scan, which shows diffuse adenopathy. Nothing very big, 2 to 3 centimeters, SUV 3, 4, 5. But in the history, in 2008, he presented with leg weakness, had extensive adenopathy, a paraspinal mass causing nerve and vascular compression. So pretty aggressive presentation. At that time, he had mediastinal mass, he had a core biopsy, and it was read as diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. So he got 6 cycles of R-CHOP, did beautifully. Report comes out, he's in remission, seen once a year by his oncologist, until now. So now the question is, what's the relationship of this diffuse large B-cell lymphoma with a more aggressive presentation to what he has today, which is sort of a indolent, asymptomatic presentation of diffuse nodes. So he gets another excisional biopsy, actually through a VATS procedure of the mediastinum. And the pathologist, interestingly, calls it nodular lymphocyte predominant Hodgkin and makes a comment that it looks a lot like the 2008 one. So we don't think this is new, but how could you make the wrong diagnosis in 2008 and the right diagnosis now? Well, the question is, it's not a wrong diagnosis. So as rare as nodular LP Hodgkin's is, it actually is broken down into subsets. And there is one that has diffuse areas that look a lot like T-cell-rich B-cell lymphoma. So looking at this case together now, 9 years later, the small biopsy from the mediastinum showed this diffuse area with infiltrating B-cells in fibrosis and a pleomorphic background, which fit the diagnosis of T-cell-rich, histiocyte-rich B-cell lymphoma. But now we see that it was arising out of nodular LP Hodgkin's. And in this new piece, there's areas that look like nodular LP Hodgkin's, other areas that look very similar to the 2008 biopsy. Clinically, it's different. So nodular LP Hodgkin's with this fibrosis and infiltrative B cells doesn't necessarily mean it's transformed. So I'm approaching this new one now as a late relapse of nodular LP Hodgkin's. And I'm actually going to treat him with rituximab rather than saying, even though it has some diffuse or some sclerotic areas, it just behaves differently than 9 years ago. 9 years for a retransformation or a progression doesn't make sense to me. And there's no urgency to treat him. If he hadn't had the kidney problem, the hematuria, we wouldn't even know about this. So putting it together, I'm going to treat him as a nodular LP Hodgkin's with this T-cell-rich, histiocyte-rich appearance, which is a well-described phenomenon. And I'm not saying they were wrong to treat him with R-CHOP 9 years ago because he had a different presentation, but I think it's the same disease. So the line between transformation and just a histologic appearance can be very nebulous.
So when you think about it biologically, how would you explain why he had a CR to R-CHOP? The R?
Probably the R. But, you know, we think of nodular LP Hodgkin's as a low-grade B-cell malignancy. We often use single-agent rituximab, but there are people who will treat this with R-CHOP. And, you know, in the old days, we gave a lot, and I still give R-ABVD. And we have people with very durable remissions. Whether I ever call them cured or not is an issue. But so I think rituximab alone works, but rituximab with an anthracycline-based regimen, whether it's ABVD or CHOP, is very effective treatment. So he got very effective treatment. What I don't have a good feel for was whether he really had transformed someplace, maybe in that retroperitoneal mass, which wasn't biopsied, but was the symptomatic mass, and he really needed the R-CHOP. And I think clinically, that's probably the way I put it together. And now we're getting the low grade with the T-cell-rich appearance back. But I suspect had we biopsied or had we had a PET scan in 2008, the retroperitoneal mass causing the symptoms would have been hot on PET, and a biopsy there might well have shown transformation.